What are we going to do? Delicious vegan recipes baked fresh every week with your favorite bands on Let's Get Baked with Matt and Dave. It's the finest radio baking program available. Tune in and bake along. You won't be disappointed. Hey, Doug, are you hearing this? This is a really good idea, Doug.
Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR in Vancouver.
Let's get baked with Matt and Dave. Eat some good food, too.
CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at throw 37. We got our streaker!
Here's the streaker!
Davies dropped back! He's got a throw!
Throw it now to the streaker!
And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down! And we got security getting after him! He's into the damn you call it!
He's into the end zone and he's breakdown! In the end zone, bare naked. He's being chased by security and he's fell down.
Go!
Security is coming.
He's gone. For
get up the fence.
Oh, he's going.
You gotta love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial free?
He is gonna put his team shorthanded.
Smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Told you so! Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, Radio with your host Teddy Smooth.
Oh yeah, yeah, Teddy Smooth. Ooh, feel that voice. Gosh, it's good to have you with me here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm here sitting beside E-Rock.
Hello, world.
Listen to this voice, E-Rock. It's back. It's cabaret. Yes. Last week was a little bit touchy.
Say the least.
We were a little bit coming off that crazy 10 days of the Burlesque Festival. And if you didn't get to see it, then, well, you missed out because it was an incredible festival. Incredible.
There is next year.
There is next year, yeah. It is actually almost the exact same dates next year. And stay tuned to Cabba Radio because we will let you know how you can get involved with next year's festival.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to the voice. It's back. And you know it's a perfect time for it to be back because
tonight,
we listen to radio plays.
Radio plays? What do you mean radio plays?
What's a radio play? Well, thank you for asking. A radio play is a play that's on radio.
Very interesting, sir. Very interesting.
Tonight's collection of radio plays span the globe of radio plays. There's a story about a war on the planet Venus. There is a story about a missing, well, I don't want to ruin it, just say there's a missing person. You may be figured out by the end. There's also a story about a murder mystery. And there's also, I was able to capture one of my dreams the other night. I have a dream machine. I don't know if you knew that, Eric.
A dream machine?
Yes, a dream machine. It's a dream that captures your dreams audio-wise.
Now, you mean it's a machine that grabs, not a dream that grabs your dream, but a machine that grabs your
dream? It's a machine that grabs the audio track of your dream.
Okay, I see, I see.
And I had a dream the other night about
I have a dream.
I had a dream about a friend of mine, and I am going to play it tonight. It was a crazy, wacky dream. I'm glad this machine worked.
I'm interested to hear it.
Yes, that's all coming up here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth on CITR 101.9. If you wanted to listen to last week's show, because it was the music show and we had a crazy amount of cool music, you can always check out the podcast under the schedules and podcast section at CITR.ca. And you can also find all the shows on iTunes. Just search CITR-Cab Radio and you catch all your shows. You can even subscribe so every week it just gets popped into your inbox of iTunes. And you don't even have to worry about it. No more work. Just click on subscribe.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, just click on it. Click, 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 click. It is 11:09. You know, before we get to the radio plays, E-Rock, there is a thing here on Cab Radio that I've talked about, I think, a few times, just about, you know, listeners calling in or requesting things.
And right,
if you
right.
would like to call in, you can go 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can do that. Another thing I always encourage is people to send me requests to cabaradio@gmail.com. Mm. Now, before we get to the radio place tonight, I have one such request from... she seems like a lovely lady, and... she just wrote something very sweet about someone, so I thought I'd read it, and then we would get to her song. So, the quote is, "For Ponce, I know you are listening. Thank you for always being there for me, especially when Lloyd was in Denali. What happened between us will be ours alone, to cherish forever. Love, Sheila." And Sheila really wanted to hear International Lover by Prince. So before we get into the radio plays, let's get into some Prince here on Cab Radio. This goes out to Ponce from Sheila.
Planes fog right outside, baby. Good evening. This is your pilot, Prince, speaking. You are flying aboard the Seduction 747. And this plane is fully equipped with anything your body desires. And cabin pressure, I will automatically drop down to apply more and to activate the flow of excitement, extinguish all my clothing materials and pull my body close to yours, place my lips up for your mouth and kiss, kiss normally. In the event there's overexcitement, your seat cushion may be used as a flotation device. Anticipate a few turbulence along the way. We are now making our final approach to satisfaction. Please bring your lips, your arms, your hips to the up and locked position. Landing. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Oh. Ow. Please remain awake until the aircraft has come to a complete stop. Thank you for flying Prince International. Remember, the next time you fly, fly the
International. I'm gonna be around my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a bee, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Hark, Eric, we're back.
Hark.
Yes, you're back here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. Hawk, I love that commercial. If you're a Cab Radio
listener,
then you know all about Sprouts. I'm going to eat my vegetables.
Want to eat my vegetables?
That's right. That is right. Eric, E-Rock, we're back here in studio. Back and bigger than ever this week after last week's music night where the voices were hoarse. And if you missed any of the moments, check it out at citr.ca for the podcast. Now tonight, we are doing our radio play extravaganza. Now, first of all, we started the show off with that request there. It just had to go out. It was just one of those things, you know, listener response. You want to give us an email at cabradio@gmail.com, and you want to maybe ask for a song or something special? We like to do that. We're all about the love here at Cab Radio. It's all about the sass, so that went out to Ponty from Sheila. That was International Lover by Prince.
If somebody asked for a hug, could you get it?
Maybe not from me, but I know E-Rock is a big hugger.
Mm-hmm.
E-Rock's a big hugger. Anyways, let's get into our very first radio play. But first, listen to this.
Now, it's time for Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
Hey, it's Teddy Smooth. I'm here with this girl in the bedroom to bring you another important dating tip. If it feels too good, the condom probably broke, and you should put another one on. See you next time.
This has been Dating Tips with Teddy Smooth.
It's Cabo Radio's Radio Play Extravaganza!
There are 40 million visitors to Las Vegas each year. It is the fourth busiest airport in the United States. It has 13 of the 15 biggest hotels in the world. And with the fastest growing city in the country, it has an average of 8,600 taxi pickups per day. What does this mean for me? Mandatory 12-hour shifts. In Sin City, this isn't a dream gig, but let's face it, driving a taxi is one of the few legitimate paying jobs in Las Vegas. Well, legitimate most of the time. If you want to be popular in Vegas, don't drive a taxi. Other drivers on the road don't like me, cops don't like me. Let's face it, the only time anyone feels any love for me is when they're desperate to get to the airport after skipping out on their hotel bill, and I'm their only hope. Dressed like that, this couple could be a gold mine. Okay. Time to put on the smiling face. Ugh, that hurts. Hi there, you guys need a ride?
Yes, thank you. We've been waiting for an open cab forever. My husband and I need to get to the Bellagio.
God damn it, foreigners. That means a small tip.
Sure thing, let me help you with your bags. So, where are you guys from?
The land of tea and scones?
All over.
Okay.
Sorry. My husband's feeling a little tired from the flight. What he means is that we've been traveling for quite a while now. We're doing a bit of a work... Watch it! That was red!
Oh, red, Amber. It's all relative when it comes to driving a taxi.
Great. Backseat drivers. They better tip.
Well... As I was trying to say, this is our second stop in the States. We've stomped out the whole of Europe already.
Yes, and it's phenomenal how every cab driver seems to be the same.
Excuse me, shouldn't you signal when changing lanes? You are carrying precious cargo, you know.
Sorry. Sorry I ever let you into my taxi. So how long will you guys be staying? There's a lot of nightlife to take in Sin City.
Well, it all depends, really.
Well, depends on what?
God, you almost hit that pedestrian.
They should look where they're going, okay?
They were on a pedestrian crossing.
This section of road shouldn't have a crossing anyway. It's way too busy.
Ugh, if it'd been you two on that crossing, I would have aimed better.
That's it. Could you pull over into that alley, please?
Yep.
With pleasure. I'm looking forward to leaving you in a dark, dirty alley with no sign of help.
For goodness sake, you might actually want to slow down before you turn. Now, I know in the States you, give gratuity, so here it is.
He looked so friendly in the beginning. I really thought this might be the one.
If they would only learn to obey the laws of the road.
They always think they're better than the rest of us. The world should be grateful. We are maintaining civilization by ridding them of this scum. What now?
Back to the airport, I guess. And then it's New York, New York.
Ooh, goody. The home of the yellow cab. That should be fun. Gratuity was written, directed, and produced by Janine Rix, starring Jeremy Gustafson as the taxi driver, Vaughn Hamm as the man, and Janine Rix as the woman.
It's Cabo Radio's Radio Play Extravaganza!
Get off the road, you idiot! You can't sleep here!
How did I end up here? I probably passed out from the cold.
Jesus. It's day 12 and I've never been hungrier in my life. There's no worse place to be living on the streets than in Alberta, especially during the winter. Oh, my ears were stinging for days, but the burning stopped today. Sure enough, I found the tips of my ears in that dumpster I've been sleeping in. Ugh, I threw up again today. The taste of vomit is burning my tongue. Maybe that egg sandwich I found was too rotten to eat. But I'm so hungry. My nose is so chapped from frostbite, I can't smell anything anymore. Oh, how I miss the way you smell like summer flowers. Nothing looks familiar around here. Where am I? Maybe if I cut through this yard, I'll recognize something. Shit! Shit! Run! Run, stupid! Run faster! You can do this. You used to be able to outrun rabbits. Oh, God. But everything hurts so much. I can barely breathe. Oh, thank God, another dumpster. I'll hide in there. I know you're looking for me. I know you're searching the streets, shaking that bag of kibble, calling out that sound that you found for me. I bet you tripped when the snow grabbed your shoe, because I stole your shoelace. I can't explain why I left. I just love chasing birds, you know. I didn't realize how far I'd gone until those familiar streets began to seem larger and darker. I just want to be home in your safe arms, gently kneading your stomach, watching you fall asleep to my purr. Then we could play with my toy mouse. I'm really not interested in the thing, but I see that smile on your face when I chase it. I miss your smile. I'm waiting for you. I got into a scrap with a tabby a few days back. He sliced open my cheek. I hope you still love me. I need you to find me. Because I can't find you no matter how hard I try. And it breaks my heart that I can't remember the sound that you found for me.
Oh, Eric. Did you get that? It's a poor little kitty cat. We're here. We're back in studio. That was Sally Seeley's Titus, my lost kitty cat. Before that, it was Janine Ricks with Gratuity. We're here on Cab Radio's Radio Play Extravaganza. Oh my God. We'll be back right after this, okay?
My tail fin. Kind of music make you go, go, go. Rockin' music gonna move my soul. Well, I picked up Sally and she was a groovin'. Down the road. We started moving down the road, spinning the dial for the guitar sound. Hitman Jack plays a howling hound. Kind of music make you go, go, go. Rockin' music gonna move my soul. Banging on the radio. Banging on the radio. Banging on, banging on.
with a little discreet.
Down the road,
demon windows and the mercy beat.
Down the road,
spinning the dial for the guitar sound. Big man Jack plays a howling hound. Kind of woman make you go, go, go. All the rockin' woman gonna move my soul. Bangin' on the radio. Bangin' on the radio. I'm bangin' on the radio. Bangin' on, bangin' on. Bangin' on, bangin' on the radio. Bangin' on, bangin' on. Got to move it, baby. That's what I like to do. Got to play it, baby. That's that song I like with you. Come on. Bangin' on, bangin' on the radio. Bangin' on, bangin' on. Bangin' on, bangin' on. Hit me.
Yeah, local band, the Whistle Punks, banging on the radio here on CITR's newest radio show, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy Smooth. Sitting beside me is E-Rock.
E-Rizzy-Rizzy-Rizzy-Rock.
I mean, we've finally recovered from that little kitty cat...
Fest.
...radio play that was just playing.
Oh.
That was a really sad little tale about a lost little kitty in Alberta, and it just got to us, so I hope you don't mind that we moved over E-Rock.
I can't believe you just brought it back up.
Come on, control yourself, okay? No more of that. We're going to move on to bigger and better things. Welcome to Cab Radio. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we got upcoming events, including a couple cool concerts. I'll give you a little hint. There's no kitty nights this week, but E-Rock's got a night he'll tell you all about, a talent night. We also have many more radio plays to come, including a murder mystery and a war on the planet Venus. We got some other groovy tunes to play as well, but that's what's coming up in a bit. Now, I talked about it at the top of the show about my Dream Machine.
Dream Machine, yes. I've been questioning the Dream Machine a little bit. I'm not sure exactly how this thing works. Now, you've said that it takes your dream, switches it into audio format.
Yes.
And this happened to you last night. You push play on the machine before you go to sleep?
Or yeah, it's like a program in my computer.
Right.
That I got off dreamcatcher.net. And what it is you press record
right
on your computer.
Perfect.
Before you go to sleep, so you allow yourself to fall asleep. And then when you fall into REM state, the computer program recognizes that and starts to record it, because that's when you start to have your sort of deep dreams, your deep sleep,
right,
where you let the consciousness go. Now, I had a dream about a friend. I have a friend. Her name is Watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
You know her.
I've met
In case
Watermelon,
you don't
yes.
know Watermelon, she is a comic, a nudist. You may have seen her on the cover of Georgia Strait. She's also known
that
for...
That means she likes to be nude?
Yes. Right outside UBC here, actually. Rec Beach is her calling card. She used to sell melons down at the beach. Actual watermelons.
Watermelon selling melons naked.
Hello.
What's that?
Watermelon selling melons naked.
There you go. It just fits perfectly. And she's also known for her special brand of ginger snap cookies. Mm. And funny enough, that's what I dreamt about.
Ginger snaps.
So without further ado... On this Cab Radio's radio play extravaganza night, I present to you an audio dream that I had about my friend Watermelon.
Caught by the dream catch.
Here it is on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's Cab Radio's radio play extravaganza.
The name is Smooth. Teddy Smooth.
I'm a detective. A good one. About 6 months ago, my client, Watermelon, had contacted me about a secret recipe for cookies that she had discovered. She had left me a note that had said, "Off to Buenos Aires. The cookies are calling. See you soon, doll. XOXOXO, Watermelon." 2 months have passed, and then I received another note this morning. Only this time, it was addressed to my partner at the firm, Johnny Chops. A hard-nosed Albertan that didn't take crap from nobody, and I mean nobody. Johnny Chops was found dead this morning, and this is where our story begins. My phone had been ringing off the hook for what seemed like an hour. What? Cherie? What's wrong? Slow down, slow down. He's what? Johnny? Dead? It was true. My partner, Johnny Chops, was dead. I never really cared for Johnny. He had a penchant for cheap liquor and even cheaper ladies. His tactics were legendary, however, and if you wanted results, Johnny was your man. When the cops found Johnny, he had this stupid grin on his face. He was tough as nails, so I was surprised to learn that he had died with no visible markings, indicating there had not been a struggle. I arrived at the office that morning at my usual time to find my office had been worked over. I was just picking up the pieces when I heard something coming from the closet. Slowly, I approached and flung open the door. It was Cherie, my secretary. Cherie, what are you doing in there? What happened to my office?
Oh, Teddy, it was terrible.
It's gonna be okay, Cherie. Just slow down and tell me from the beginning. Tell me everything. Cherie explained that three men had burst in and had demanded to see my mail. She refused, and a tall, heavy-set thug with a rose tattoo on his forearm shoved her in the closet while the other two ransacked the office. One man was small and had a high-pitched voice. He shouted orders to the other two, yelling, "Find it! Find it!" Find what, I wondered, as I looked around my disheveled office. Cherie, get my office in order, pronto! We have work to do. I found the note on Johnny's desk when I went to get my stapler he had always borrowed and never returned. I knew Watermelon's handwriting anywhere, and there it was, staring me right in the face.
What are you doing in here? Smooth.
It was Police Chief Rychek, a plump, overstuffed sack of wind that always had a way of getting in the way. Hey, Rychek, how many lunches you had today, you fat pig?
Very funny, Smooth, but it won't be so funny when I'm busting your butt downtown.
You got nothing on me, Rychek, or you would have brought me downtown already.
You better not leave town, Smooth. I got my eye on you.
If only Rychek knew what was in that letter, then he would have known why I hopped on a plane that day for Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires. What a beautiful place. The letter had said Watermelon was staying at the Hotel Precious, a lush tango hotel near the beach. But then everything in Buenos Aires is near the beach. Watermelon had rented a room with her niece. The room was on the fourth floor. It had an adjoining dance room where Watermelon took private tango lessons, while a pretty young local boy named Eduardo gave Spanish lessons to her niece. The room had a beautiful iron-gated balcony that looked down upon the Café Bliss, a trendy spot that made delicious espressos.
The letter said she recently felt like she had been followed and that her contact with the cookie recipe had turned up dead. She was scared and wanted to know if I would come to Buenos Aires to help. Hurry, Teddy, hurry, was how the letter ended. At the hotel, I paid the bellman a couple of dollars to let me in the room. It had been pillaged, and the chance of me finding anything useful was slim. It was then that I heard the gunshots. The next thing I knew, I was waking up in the hospital to a nurse in broken English telling me I was lucky to be alive.
Oh, Teddy, you're okay.
Cherie, what are you doing here? Sherry explained that she had flown in when she had heard the news and came to the hospital immediately. She had done some looking around while I was out. She told me Chief Rychak was also in town. Strange, and he had been looking for me but didn't know where I was. I asked Cherie if she had heard anything about watermelon. She had heard that watermelon had last been seen at the Fruit Salad Club, a club in town with a reputation of being tough. Real tough. I told Cherie not to worry and to go back to the hotel. I said to meet me the next day at Cafe Bliss and we'd go over a plan. That night I arrived at the Fruit Salad Club around midnight. I ordered a Manhattan on the rocks with no cherry and asked the staff about watermelon. But everyone was refusing to say anything. Just then a beautiful local girl named Starlet asked me to dance. How could I refuse? That night, I couldn't sleep. My dreams were played with cookies dancing in the sky as an evil laugh filled the air. In the morning, I got dressed, and I left to meet Cherie at Cafe Bliss. I waited. Cherie never showed. It was then that I picked up the paper and saw that a Canadian woman had been found. Dead. Poor Cherie. She had been attacked on the way back to her hotel. She was found lying face down in a gutter outside her hotel. There were no visible markings, and she had the same stupid grin that Chops had when he was found dead. Something was going on, and it had to do with cookies. Watermelons cookies.
So, killing all your staff is your game, hey, Smooth?
I'm a lover, not a fighter, Rychak. You know that, you fat pig.
I'm gonna bring you down, Smooth. Your days are numbered. I'll be watching.
Rychak left. I headed to the store, bought a bottle of rum, and went to find the beach. First Chops, now Cherie. What did it all mean? And what did the cookies have to do with it? I drank till I couldn't drink anymore, and still I had not found the answers. Even worse, I had a huge headache from the rum. Cafe Bliss was empty as I stumbled in the next morning after my night on the beach. I ordered a double Americano in a 12-ounce, filled right to the brim, and flipped through the daily paper. 2 dollops of cream, and I headed back towards my hotel. I started to feel strange. Something was wrong.
Was it the coffee? It had not been the regular employee. His smile, his eyes, his rose tattoo on his forearm.
Too hungover to notice.
Well, well, Smooth. Was it too much caffeine for you?
I woke up in an old factory. By the sounds of things, it was still in operation. The smell of cookies filled the air.
Welcome to my cookie factory, Smooth. Don't you smell the delicious aroma of cookie dough? Oh, and smooth. Look who I found.
Watermelon! Rychek, you diabolical, fat, ugly, chunky bastard! What have you done?
You've dished out your last insult, smooth.
Watermelon!
I guess she's part of the recipe now. And you're the next ingredient, smooth.
I knew my minutes were numbered. If only I knew what killed Chops and Cherie, maybe it would help me escape. Why had there been no marks on their bodies? Wait a minute. It always smelled like cookies at the scene of the crime, didn't it? The cookies. Of course. So it was the cookies all along, Rychek. You killed Chops. You killed Cherie. You killed them over cookies.
Of course it was me, Smooth. They got too close to the truth. Watermelon, too. My new recipe will have the world addicted to my cookies. Soon the world will be as fat as me, and they won't be able to resist eating my new creation. You should be proud, Smooth. You're the last ingredient in my master recipe. Goodbye, Smooth. I will enjoy eating you.
Rychek pulled a lever on the machine, and I was sent along a conveyor belt. I fell into a giant bowl of cookie dough. Above me, I could hear Rychek's devilish, fat-ass laugh. Then soft, warm cookie dough began to smother me. At first, it felt nice as the warm, gooey dough surrounded me. But soon, I couldn't breathe. I fought the gooey deliciousness, but soon, I had trouble. Rychek, you sick bastard! Not the cookies! Not the cookies!
Whoa! Oh, crazy! Right back machine. Here on that Dream Machine. Back Holy here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. If you're just tuning in to part of that, that was actually a dream that I caught on my new dream catcher that I got from dreamcatcher.net. Wow. And it was about my friend Watermelon. What do you think, E-Rock?
That was a
crazy dream, huh?
That was wild. That, you know, that dream catcher you're talking about really captures the true essence of the whole dream.
It was,
was very in depth. That was,
I'm very happy with the product.
Are you sure that wasn't, this didn't happen?
No, I know. It seems like it did. Sometimes I get all tripped out on dreams. I think maybe that was some dream I had or some real life event because it's so real.
Yeah, that was.
I was quite amazed. I'm glad I spent the, $500 nice. Getting this dream machine because that was worth it. Man. You're back here on Cab Radio, CITR 101.9. I am Teddy Smooth right here beside E-Rock. You're here listening to the Radio Play Extravaganza night. We also got some groovy tunes and some upcoming events. We're going to pay the bills a little bit here, and then we're going to get to a song, and then we're going to come back and do some upcoming events, let you know all the groovy things that you could do this upcoming week, and then we got a few more radio plays for you. So, let's pay some bills, and let's get into the music, and then we'll be back right up in, 3 + 38, 3 minutes and 39 seconds.
Shukagan!
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Let's go, ready? From the top.
My favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising.
I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like, and he's like, and she's like,
it's all he's all, she's all.
I can't get behind that kind of like English.
That'll be 6 to 8 weeks before delivery.
The rising oceans, the warming temperatures.
The dying polar bears, no tigers in 50 years.
Rising poison in the air and water.
I can't understand. why the price of gas suddenly rises when oil goes up,
but takes months to go down long after oil falls.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind the gods, who are more vengeful, angry, and dangerous if you don't believe in them.
Why can't all these gods just get along? I mean, they're omnipotent and omnipresent. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What about the men who say, do as I do? Believe in what I say for your own good, or I'll kill you! I can't get behind that!
I can't get behind that! Everybody knows everything about all of us!
That's too much knowledge!
I can't get behind that!
Yeah, and what about student drivers using my streets to learn? If you learn to play the drums, you gotta go to a studio, go to a parking lot, for God's sakes! Why are you jeopardizing my life? I can't get behind a student driver.
I can't get behind a driver who drives like a student driver. If you're going to drive an urban assault vehicle, then get off the phone and keep your eyes on the road.
Lifetime guarantee?
Whose lifetime? Not mine. I haven't that much time left. Let's make it yours. Everybody's got a longer life than me.
The leaf blowers.
Is there anything more futile?
Car alarms.
Clap off.
Clap on.
Spam.
Size matters.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it
no,
does.
It doesn't. No,
yes,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
My
yes,
phone
does.
Rings.
Make millions in minutes.
It's a computer.
Lose inches in hours.
Leave me the hell alone.
Eat more. Spend less.
The colonel is breakdancing. Give me a break.
Credit terms arranged.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind so-called singers. They can't carry a tune. Get paid for talking. How easy is that? Well, maybe I could get behind that.
Well, I can't. If you have to fix it with a computer, quantized, pitch corrected, nobly inspected, then you can't do it. And I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind a fat ass.
Yeah. Bill, can you turn around and do one more?
Always can do one more.
Yes. No, he wasn't in the newest Star Trek, but yes, that was indeed Captain Kirk, William Shatner. And, you know, the greatest part about that, I don't know if you know so much about the radio business, but we have to play a certain amount of CanCom, which stands for Canadian Content, 35%. And the great thing about that is it's a great song, and it is CanCon. It's William Shatner with I Can't Get Behind That, also produced by Ben Folds of Ben Folds 5. Although, isn't it just called Ben Folds now?
I believe so. Kind of like Prince.
Yeah.
The artistly formerly known as Ben Folds 5.
Honestly, really, really good album. It's funny. It's funny.
It's funny, mate.
It's a funny record.
It's Kirk. Everybody,
William Shatner,
you've gotta hear it to believe it.
I also, I could play some Leonard Nimoy a bit later, since we are on a Star Trek. Have you seen the movie? Have you seen the movie?
Yes,
you have. You saw it with me.
I went and saw it with
yes,
you.
Yes, that's correct. It was it was pretty fun. So if you haven't seen it,
I thought I was the only one smoking that night.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, Eric. It's pish posh.
You're at a loss for words.
Did you hear at the Rio, where we saw it? Thank you for Rio for hooking up with free tickets for that. Mm-hmm. Well, they hooked me up. Sorry, Rock. Maybe next time. I'll get you next time, buddy. But on Saturday, they actually had like a Trek day there, where they played The Wrath of Khan, and they played actually the two episodes that Khan was in from the series.
Ah, yes.
And they had a spoken word Star Trek based. Some people were speaking Klingon. The reason I bring it up is we had Duncan Shields on a couple weeks ago. He was on your open mic night, and he tied for first place.
Oh, nice.
At the Star Trek battle of spoken word poetry.
Awesome. Congratulations, so, Duncan.
And we also have one of his stories coming up in a bit. But first we got to do some upcoming events because it's about that time. So let's get into some upcoming events.
Hey, I got a question for you. What else is there to do in this town other than hang around on East Hastings and Main Street trying to find a roommate?
You can sleep with me.
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
So Wednesday, that is tomorrow. If you haven't heard of this magazine, it's called One Cool Word Magazine. It's a print publication, but it also gives you a CD, usually with a mashup. It's an innovative, polished, eccentric art. Everything's in it, writing, music. Then it's all about Vancouver, and it's a really cool magazine. And actually, last year, the Georgia Strait voted it best excuse to support a local literary magazine. You know, they're having their one of their release parties for their spring release edition. And it's going to be at the Biltmore, which is a cool event. And that's tomorrow night. So it's the One Cool Word Magazine release party at the Biltmore Wednesday at 8 p.m. And there's going to be some cool stuff, like the Contemporary Lovers are going to be there. The Creaking Planks, who we played last week. They're a cool local band. Analog Bell Service and Fur Bearing Animals. Of course, there's going to be special guests. And Dr. Sketchy's Anti-Art School being there. So bring some sketchbooks. It's just going to be a jam-packed night. That is One Cool Word Magazine release party. And that's going to be at the Biltmore, which is basically at 12th and Kingsway, underneath the big pink sign of the Howard Johnson. Thursday, I don't really have anything for you Thursday, but Friday's cool. If you like sort of grunge, crunk, grime kind of music from the UK, well, this chick, she's fun. Her name's Lady Sovereign. Is that how you say it, E-Rock?
Lady Sovereign?
Or Sovereign Gigi?
Lady Sovereign, yeah, there you go. Proper.
She's going to be at Richards on Richards, Dicks on Dicks, so you can still get tickets for that. Super fun, high energy. We're actually going to play one of her songs right after we do upcoming events. You had something for Friday.
Yeah, also on Friday night at the Commodore Ballroom, they're presenting King Kong and the Shrines. King Kong and the Shrines are a raucous, soulful garage rock band from Berlin whose live show is notoriously boisterous and full of turpitude.
Wow, that sounded like you read it off a piece of paper.
Band members include King Kong, Bamburella, Go-Go Queen of the Underworld, Ben Raw on the Space Sax, Big Fred Roller on the Big Sax, Till Tim on the TNT, Fredovich giving the orgasms, Riddy Man on the bass, John Boy Adonis touching skins, Ron Streeter on the percussions, Simon Wojan on the trumpet and guitar, and last but not least, Hondo Swilly on the gay blade.
Sweet, let's get into Saturday. There is a place in this town called Dollhouse Studios. If you know me personally, then you know sometimes I work there, sometimes I perform there. Anyways, this Saturday is their Disco Boogie 5001 party. And if you were at the Disco 5000 party in September, then you know how awesome a time we all had there. This time around is going to be featuring live sounds from Neighbor and Saturn, plus DJ U-Turn, Cab Radio favorite K-Tel, and Johnny Dubs, not to mention a disco sass attack by the Sweet Soul Girls of Burlesque. Yeah, you're going to see those Sweet Soul Girls and their CanCom boobs all over Dollhouse on Saturday.
Yes, yes, yes.
Plus dope visuals by Technomorph. And if you don't know, here's a secret. Technomorph is the visual side of DJ K-Tel. Yes, this guy is just that amazing. So that's this Saturday at Dollhouse Studios. Gets underway at 10 p.m. and Dollhouse Studios is located at 42 West 8th. Now, let me take you into Sunday, E-Rock. Before you get into yours, let me get into mine, because even though I said earlier there's no kitty nights, I still am performing. You know, I got to get that Sunday fix. So before your show, I'm going to be at Dr. Sketchy's Anti-Art School. Now, what is Dr. Sketchy's Anti-Art School? Well, it's a part art class, part cabaret, 3 hours of drinking, drawing, and decadence. You bring the supplies, and Dr. Sketchy's provides beautiful and bizarre models. It's weird that I'm going to be there because I'm not bizarre. I am beautiful, though. Maybe burlesque boylegs dancers.
You're on radio?
Yes, I have the face of radio. Think burlesque dancers. Maybe sometimes they're circus performers. Anyways, this Sunday it's going to be myself and the lovely Lola Lockhart, and it's all going down at, I can't remember the name. Jeez, like, it was so good there.
It was close.
It's going to be at Flaming Angels Boutique. I forget the name of the studio where it's at, but it's right across the street from the Granville Island Skytrain on the on the Seymour side.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
It's Flaming Angels Boutique. There's a big sign. There's also a tattoo place attached to it. It's a big space, and you get inside there. You can see myself and Lil Lockhart. Do some posing for you. You can come and draw us. Nice. Sunday, the rest of Sunday, is
every
all
Sunday
you.
Night,
that's
Sunday
where
Sunday
I'm heading.
Night, every Sunday night, down at the Speakeasy on Davie Street. Eric E. Rock hosts a talent showcase. We get some very talented artists down there giving you some live music. There's no cover charge. You can just walk on in and listen to some live music. If you're interested in playing, you can get in touch with me, Eric, at music@thespeakeasy.ca. We do like to run things smoothly down there, so pre-booking is a great idea. If you want to just come down and have a good time listening to some live music and meet some great people, then come on down. It's every Sunday starting at 8 o'clock. And that's on the Speakeasy on Davie Street.
Yeah, you got to check it out, because I don't know if you've tuned in to other shows here. You can check it out at CITR.ca for past shows. But E-Rock's a really talented guy as well, and he plays. It's not just him getting people to come up there and sing. He's actually a performer himself. So get down to the Speakeasy on Davie every Sunday. Now, Monday, of course, is the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience, where their motto is drink, smoke, sing, repeat. It's a fun time every week because there's cheap booze, fabulous prizes, and new songs every week. That's all at the Pub 340, which is Canby Street near Hastings. Just look for the Pub 340 sign. I don't know the exact address because that's not how I work. Anyways, people tell me the address. You could say like 4282 Canby, you know? Like, I don't know. Just tell me where it's at. It's Canby Street near Hastings, you know?
It's like telling people how much a show costs.
Yeah.
What's the point?
What's the point? Exactly. Anyways, that is upcoming events for this week. Yeah, so go see some of those things. Right now, before we get back into some Cabaret Radio Extravaganza radio playness, we are going to play another song. That's what's going to happen. Now, this song is by one of the people that's going to be there on Friday at Richards on Richards. She's the a little... little hip-hop, grungy, kind of...
Little.
She is very little, but she's also full of life. It's Lady Sovereign.
Sovereign.
And this is her track, Love Me or Hate Me. Go check her out Friday, Dicks on Dicks. Dickets are still available. Yeah!
It's officially the biggest midget in the game. I don't know. Make way for the installment. Love me or hate me, still an obsession. Love me or hate me, that is the question. If you love me, then fuck you. If you hate me, then hope you. Love me or hate me, still an obsession. Love me or hate me, that is the question. If you love me, then fuck you. If you hate me, then hope you. I'm fuck, I need a diet. No, in fact, I'm just still lying. I ain't got the biggest restlessness, but I write all the bestnesses. Armpits, but I don't walk around like this. I wear a big baggy t-shirt that hides that nasty shoulder. Never had my nails done, bite them down and sort them on another one with an non-existent one. Now I don't really give a I'm missing my shepherd's pie like a high maintenance chick missing the diamonds. I'm missing my clippers lies. Now bow down to your royal highness. No, I don't know the corgi. I had a hundred die cause I ignore me. Go on then, go on, report me. I'm English, try. I stick with Heineken beers. My burp in your face. A little lady like, what can I say? Well, oh gosh, I'm not posh. Me, I wear odd socks. I do what I'm doing, yeah. So everybody's entitled to opinions. I open my mouth and shh, I got millions. I'm the middle kid, the riddle kid. I make a giggle to your stick. My nose jiggles when I spit. Yeah, I do have some stories. And it's true, I want all the glory. Go on then, come on, support me. I'm English, trying to port me. Thing, and that's be Lady Sovereign.
Test, test.
Okay. This is Will from Party Gras. You're all listening to 101.9 CITR.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Back here in the CITR studios for CITR's newest radio show. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth.
Radio.
As you can tell, our voices are back from recovering here at Cab Radio.
Yes.
Yes, the Burlesque Festival, of course, was a little while ago. If you didn't see it, it was awesome.
The only reason our voices were, you know, not up to par last week was because we were singing a lot during the fest.
Yes.
Had nothing to do with anything.
And you even sang on that night, so it was all good. And you can check out the show anytime you want, last week or weeks before at CITR.ca or on iTunes now. Just search in the iTunes store for CITR-Cab Radio. Now, tonight is our radio play extravaganza, and we talked about this guy a little bit earlier. His name is Duncan Shields. He was on the show a couple weeks ago. He was doing some spoken word. He's won lots of prizes. He was also at the Rio on Saturday and tied for first in the Star Trek spoken word. Now, this one is not written by him, but it is narrated by him. And I talked about the plot earlier. It's about a war on Venus. It's a war on Venus. So, right back here on CITR, newest show, Cab Radio's Radio Play Extravaganza, here is I Hate Venus by Roy Chekvala, narrated by Duncan Shields.
It's Cab Radio's Radio Play Extravaganza!
I Hate Venus by Roy R. Chekvala. My father fought in the Gulf War, the Iraqi War, and the Colonial Lunar Wars. His father fought in the bloodbath of Southeast Asia, and his father fought in North Africa during the Great Patriotic War. So it was desert, jungle, desert. I hate the jungle. I wish things would have heated up on Mars so I could have stayed in my beautiful dry desert, but I had to follow the family line. I was sent to the jungle planet, Venus. I hate Venus. My dad told me, no matter what, always take extra socks, change them whenever you can, and the punchline, always keep your feet dry. What a joke. I've been here 18 months and it hasn't stopped raining once. Hell, Dad had an airtight battle suit on Luna. My squad was out on patrol when we got a message that the enemy unit was in our area. Company strength, 4-1. We had the firepower, but they had numbers. We were walking in a staggered column, 5 meters apart, 10 meters wide. Danvers, on point, suddenly stopped, raised his fist, and lowered his hand slowly, palm down. Automatically, we stopped and crouched. He stared into the brush. He motioned for us to get flat, and chucked a flashbang directly to our 12 o'clock. That little pop triggered a series of explosions that nearly shook my teeth loose. Danvers had spotted a cluster of claymores. No sooner had the mud settled when we saw the points of light that was laser fire. The dense foliage and constant rain absorbed most of the power, and unless you took a hit in the eyes, the most you might suffer is a nasty burn. That was just suppressive fire. All hell broke loose when they laid into us with the 30 cal heavy guns and the RPGs. I was in the rear when we got hit, so I scrambled into a group of rocks that formed a shallow bowl, allowing me to lay down covering fire for the rest of the guys. I was just rising up to fire when something fell behind me with a moist plop. I spun and found myself face to face with an Allied, his rifle on me. It was a classic Mexican standoff. The first to flinch dies. We faced each other for what seemed like hours, our weapons trained on each other's bellies, when a wave of heat and light bowled us over. It was an NG, a neutron grenade, one of theirs. We didn't carry them in the jungle because it was too close to escape the blast. They don't value life like we do. With our differences momentarily forgotten, we peeked over the rocks. Nothing. We sat down facing each other and laughed at the absurdity of it all, not understanding the other's language, but understanding futility. He sighed, put his weapon down, and pointed at my canteen. I handed it to him, and he drank deeply. He handed it back to me, and as I took it, he grabbed his rifle and leveled it at me. Then he laughed even harder, removed the magazine, and showed it to me. It had been empty all along. We both laughed. He opened his wallet and handed it to me, a picture of his family. Cute kids, pretty wife. We laughed. He laughed even harder when I leveled my weapon at him. The report of my rifle nearly deafened me in the closeness of those rocks. I hate Venus, and these bastards are why I'm here.
It's Cabo Radio's Radio Play Extravaganza!
The year was 1935. Babe Ruth just hit his 714th home run, and swing was big, baby. One little girl had her eyes set on the big stage. Her parents, however, had different plans for her.
Madeleine, you're going to be late for school. Please come down and eat your breakfast now.
Coming, Mother!
Honey, you can't wear that sparkling dress to school. Please go put your jeans on.
But Mom, I love wearing stuff with sequins on it.
I know you do, honey. You can change into that after school, after your ballet lesson.
Okay.
As Madeleine and her mom drove off to school, Madeleine had a question.
Mom, why is it that when you and Daddy go to shows on the weekend, you get all dressed up and you can wear lots of sequins and feathers, but I can't wear sequins to school?
One day when you're older, honey, I'll explain it to you. For now, you need to concentrate on your studies and remember what we talked about.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be a dentist just like your father. Now go further that education. Love you.
I don't want to be stuck in an office looking at people's teeth all day long. I want to be free. Free to express myself.
As the school day ended, Madeleine was excited about going to dance class. Her mom picked her up from school as they headed to ballet lessons. Trying hard to concentrate, Madeleine's curiosity rose even more. What was her mother not telling her?
Madeleine! Dinner time!
As Madeleine, her mother, and father sat down for dinner at the usual time of 6:30 p.m., she knew her parents were going out.
Where are you guys going tonight?
Oh, you know, out for a few cocktails at the local jazz lounge just up the hill. Finish up now. Your babysitter will be here in a few minutes.
Mom, stop calling her my babysitter. I'm almost 12. I should be free to stay home alone.
You're not old enough, but soon. For now, we are your parents, and we need to protect you and know you are always safe. You would be surprised what's out there. Now give me and your father a kiss goodnight, and we'll see you in the morning. Don't forget to do some studying before you go to bed.
Once the babysitter had fallen asleep, Madeleine slowly crept down the stairs, snuck out of her house, and headed to the local lounge up the hill. The side door was cracked open, just enough that she could see inside, but no one was around to see her. What she saw inside shocked her little eyes. Up on a black stage with spotlights that change from red and yellow and then back to red, dressed in a turquoise sequence top, silver bandana, and sporting black tight bottoms, which at the moment were falling to the ground, was her father. Her father was not only a dentist, he was a burlesque dancer. From this day forward, Madeleine never questioned anything her parents wore with sequins or feathers again. She studied hard, ended up going to Harvard University, and got her degree in dentistry. She was independent. She was free on the weekends. Free to dance!
Ah, yes, Madeleine.
Madeleine.
Good old Madeleine.
And before that, Star Trek. No.
Well, wait. I was going to say... Yes. Yes, it was. You're right.
Yes,
well,
Duncan...
No.
No.
He won Star Trek.
Right.
Anyways. Yes. before that was I Hate Venus. That was actually written by Roy Chekvola. And it was narrated by Duncan Shields, who won a Star Trek... Or
I'm on the Star Trek
first,
kick right now, and it kind of reminded me of it, and that's...
I hear that. Madeleine also was written and produced by a former Miss Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Lorenza Samarelli. She wrote that
piece. Beautiful girl.
She is quite beautiful, yes. Yes, she is. And she also produced a nice little, you know, boy-less number thing there. So we had to get that in, considering this was Cabba Radio.
Cabba
Radio. You know what? We're going to get into a couple more. But first, we're going to listen to a song. Is one of my favorite Canadian rockers. If you've had a chance to see him in concert, then maybe you know what I'm talking about. If you hadn't, geez, I'm losing the smoothness.
If
it is
haven't.
12:15. If you haven't seen this guy and you see him on a bill somewhere, he puts on a rockin' show. Last time I saw him, he was at the Commodore wearing a totally all white suit some shades and rocking out. And it was an amazing show. So if you have a chance, check him out. It's Matt Mays, and here's a song off his album, Terminal Romance. The song is called Digital Eyes, here on Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth, 101.9 FM.
Satellites to the sun, and we'll
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's Cabo Radio's Radio Play Extravaganza!
It was a strange night. There seemed to be a chill in the air. Art Vandelay was getting off work, late as usual. He was second in charge for a local marketing business and was quite successful. Working the same job for more than 20 years had its ups and downs, especially working under Thomas Pennypacker Jr. His father, Thomas Pennypacker Sr., created and developed this business back in 1963, and when he retired in 1996, Art was a shoo-in for his job, until a sudden passing of Mr. Pennypacker Sr. At the funeral, Thomas Jr. made his first family appearance in more than a decade. No one was happy to see him. At the reading of the will, people were shocked to have heard that the company was being handed over to Thomas Jr. rather than Art. It's been 4 years now since the passing, and every day since, Art has went to that office and kept it alive. One Friday morning, Art arrived early, like every day, and started working on a big money client. By 10 a.m., Art began to wonder where Thomas Jr. was, seeing he was already 3 hours late. At 11:15, the phone rang. It was Thomas, hungover, at home with some not-so-good news for Art. Turns out, their biggest client was waiting for a new deal to be written up by Monday, and Thomas forgot to even start it. Worst yet, Art was forced to work on it over the weekend. Art was very angry by these turns of events, but he finished his day and he went home. From the walk to the subway from the office, all he could think about was getting even with Thomas Jr. and how he missed the days back when it was Thomas Sr. and him running the business. Once on the subway, he started thinking of different ways he could get back at this boss. But no matter what he thought about, it always led him to the same outcome. Once he got home, he put aside his briefcase and began to plot a plan for murder. He thought of the best time of day that he'd be able to put his master plan to work. Certainly he'd be left alone with him during one of those late nights when Thomas Jr. makes him stay all night long. All he would have to do is wait until everyone else left. Now just a matter of how to do it. He thought long and hard, all the endless possibilities. He decided to go with poison so it'd be quiet and clean. Over the weekend, he perfected his plan, and as Sunday night approached, looked everything over and went off to bed. Monday morning arrived, and Art woke up with a rather large, sadistic smile on his face. After doing his usual morning routine, he grabbed his briefcase and was on his way. He was the first in the office, and like Thomas Jr. requested, he put the new written-up deal on his desk. Thomas Jr. had the meeting, signed the big deal, and without even a thank you to Art, went out to lunch. That didn't bother Art too much. In fact, that didn't bother him at all. The day flew by, and just as he thought, Art was told to stay late and help with some files. After saying goodnight to the rest of the workers, Thomas Jr. went into Art's office and told him to brew him a pot of coffee. A perfect opportunity to unfold his master plan. As requested, Art went to the lunchroom and made the coffee, slipping the poison into the water. Once the aroma of coffee filled the air, Art knew it would be just a matter of time until Thomas Jr. would get himself a cup. Suddenly, a loud crash through the door. It was the police and detectives raiding the office. After arresting Thomas Jr., Police Chief tells Art that it's because he had been connected in the murder of his own father. Thomas Jr. gets convicted, and the company is handed over to Art Vandelay. It's funny how sometimes two wrongs do make a right.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Radio's Radio Play Extravaganza!
Grandpa, by Duncan Shields, staff writer. I remember his wide, dead eyes. It was like a fish had been brought back to life and told to pretend to be human. His legs and arms were folded with too many joints into the rocking chair. He slowly creaked back and forth, disturbing the dust motes in the sunlit air. He was wrapped in an old blanket that had been dipped in water. The drip of this blanket and the soft creaking of the rocking chair were the only sounds in the room. He looked at us. His eyes held no comprehension other than the fact that they had detected movement and were checking it out. His mouth suddenly gaped loudly open as his body remembered to breathe. My brother and I screamed. We ran down the stairs to our room and shivered until we started laughing and making fun of each other for being so scared. It was forgotten after that. I come back to that moment over and over in my head. It plays back in my head in perfect recall. My brother doesn't remember it. We had been told to never disturb Grandpa up in his room. What I remember isn't blown out of proportion. Grandpa wasn't human. His eyes were the size of dinner plates, and his thick, smooth body had a small number of huge muscles. His head became his neck with no difference in thickness. His neck became his torso in the same way. He was a tube of strong flesh. His long arms and legs were webbed and almost snake-like with the number of joints they possessed. His long fingers were 8 to a hand and webbed. He looked like an aquatic life form, but he had no problem breathing air. I remember my parents took turns bathing him about 3 times a day. I remember thinking that Grandpa just liked baths, but now I'm wondering. That's a lot of baths. He died when I was 8. I remember his funeral was small and on our property. My parents died when I was 12 in a car accident. Their funeral was in a public cemetery. My brother and I were raised by my uncle. Nothing was ever said about Grandpa. The reason I'm wondering is that in a few minutes, I'm going to go for a gold medal in Olympic swimming. I'm going to win. I am a full 2 seconds ahead of the world record, and my competitors lag behind me by almost half a length. People are silent around me because of my freakish talent at being in the water. They're a little on edge since I passed all of their drug tests with flying colors. It's almost unsportsmanlike of me to be beating the other guys by such lengths. I feel no shame. In fact, I'm a little worried at how little I feel these days at all. My parents never talked about Grandpa. They're both dead now. And I wonder.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. High dramatic overdrive, floor on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
Highly illogical.
Yes, well, that's I guess we've had our Star Trek moments tonight there, E-Rock. That was Leonard Nimoy with Highly Illogical here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, 101.9 FM. We've been bringing a lot of Star Trek reference in. We saw the movie the other night, and if you haven't seen it, I give it a thumbs up. I give both my thumbs up.
I give it 2 thumbs up myself.
Pretty rad. And we also had... before that, radio play from our radio play extravaganza, Grandpa by Duncan Shields. And Duncan Shields recently tied for first place at the Star Trek poetry slam thing at the Rio.
And we also, earlier in the program, in case you're just tuning in, we played William Shatner's song, I Can't Get Behind That. So if you missed anything or you want to catch another show, you can check out our podcast at CITR.ca under the Schedule Podcast. Just find the show Tuesday at 11. Click on the link and you can look at any of the shows. There's even a subscribe button that can get you right on track, and it'll just dump you in every week into wherever you put your music. Some people use iTunes. You can also search for the show on iTunes. Just search CITR-CABRadio. This is nearing the end of our program.
It's been a good one.
It has. These radio plays, I'm really thankful to Duncan for helping me out. Also, Janine Ricks, Roy Chekvala. We also had My Dream Machine. We had Adam Skramstad in there with Murder Mystery. That was that one with Art Vandelay. Yes, and Sally Seeley with...
The kitty one.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought that up again.
You son of a bitch!
Okay. Well, we're near the end of our program, but I have one more song and one more radio play to get to, and I'm going to get to the radio play first. This is a special story for me. I listen to it all the time, so I'll play it now. It's especially good at Halloween since it revolves around Halloween, but it's not a Halloween story. It is an emotional story about fitting in, and there was just something about this story when I first heard it that it tugged on the heartstrings, because as many people in the cabaret community know and are, sometimes, you know, when we were in junior high or small children, perhaps we weren't considered cool or hip, but now, you know, we have a certain coolness to us that we just embrace with each other, and there's something about the cabaret community that I absolutely love for that. But there's also that small part of you where you're still the little kid, maybe the little chubby kid, or maybe the little, you know, the geeky girl who, maybe you're a kid who used to roll up peanut butter sandwiches and call them peanut butter cigars. Okay, that was me. But this story, just talks to a whole bunch of levels about fitting in and what it means to fit in, even though you look like everyone else, you're supposed to talk like everyone else. This story is just very pretty. And it is called Thomas the Happy Skeleton. So enjoy. We'll be back with one more song after that and our last goodbyes. But here it is, Thomas the Happy Skeleton on Cab Radio.
It's Cab Radio's radio play extravaganza.
This is the story of Thomas the Happy Skeleton. Once upon a time, in a town not too far from your own, there lived a skeleton named Thomas. Thomas was different from other skeletons. Thomas was happy. The other skeletons didn't know what to make of Thomas. He had always been a little different, and that frightened the other skeletons. Thomas never thought of himself as different. Why, he liked many things the other skeletons liked. He liked the skeleton games, he liked racing bone cars, and he liked wandering the cemeteries at night. But still, the other skeletons were unsure, because Thomas was happy, and that was not the skeleton way. The other skeletons used to tease and taunt poor Thomas, and sometimes in the dead of night, you could hear Thomas as he cried softly into the wind. One night, as Thomas wandered the cemetery, he came across a crying child. Slowly, Thomas approached the child and tapped him on the shoulder.
"Why do you cry, child?"
he asked.
"Because tonight is Halloween and I don't have any candy."
"Was it Halloween?"
Thomas wondered. Of course it was. That is why none of the other skeletons had made fun of him today. They were all out trying to scare the people of the town. You see, Halloween is a special day for skeletons. It is the only day they are allowed to leave the cemetery. And Thomas had plumb forgotten.
"Why, child, why are you not with the other children, and where is your costume?"
asked Thomas.
I am an orphan, replied the child. "And I don't have any money to afford a costume. The other children make fun of me because I am so poor."
This made Thomas very upset because he knew what it was like to be made fun of.
"Come with me, child. Tonight we will get you some candy."
Thomas took the child by the hand and led him towards the town square. When they got to the first house, Thomas said to the boy,
"You stand behind me and get ready to catch candy."
Thomas walked up the steps and knocked on the first door.
"Just a moment,"
came a sweet reply. Thomas waited for his moment, and as the door slowly slid open, he yelled in the most devilish voice,
"Trick or treat!"
A panic scream came from the door as candy flew into the air. It was though a giant piñata had been broken, and candy rained down upon the two of them like a storm. The child laughed with glee as he hurried to collect all the split candy. Thomas looked at the child so happy and carefree, and it warmed his heart. Thomas led the child from house to house that night, scaring person after person until their pockets were full and they could laugh no longer. Thomas led the child back to the child's house that night.
"Thank you, Mr. Skeleton. You made my Halloween the bestest ever."
That night, Thomas returned to the cemetery a changed skeleton. He was still the happy skeleton he had always been, but now he understood the other skeletons as well. From that day on, Thomas slowly started to get along with the other skeletons better. And although they were grumpy and he was happy, they began to understand each other. And every Halloween after that, Thomas would meet up with the child he had helped, and they would go trick-or-treating together. The end.
Oh, yes.
That's a very nice story.
Thomas the Happy Skeleton here on Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. This brings us to the very end of our evening.
Great evening it was.
It was full of...
Glad I could be here.
Full of all sorts of things. We had our
Radio request. Play Extravaganza.
We had that. We had a request from Sheila to Ponce at the beginning of the show. We had my Dream Machine radio play.
Your dream machine. All sorts.
William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, all sorts of craziness. And it is time for me and E-Rock to get out of here. Now, don't forget, this Sunday, check out Dr. Sketchy's Anti Art School. That's going to be at the Flaming Angels Boutique, just inside of it. And then right after that, head on up and see E-Rock at the Speakeasy on Davie for his talent night. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be there. I finally can go.
Starts at 8 o'clock.
Because usually I'm doing kiddie nights. So this week I can go.
Good night of music.
Good night of music. Like I said earlier, E-Rock is quite the musician himself. Not only does he host, he also plays music for you. And if you've heard the show at all, then you know what I'm talking about, because he's played a few, including last week.
Something.
Which was the something song that had me a little confused at times, because I didn't know if it was... He told me it was going to be like that, but I didn't know. There's also the diarrhea song. Now, what I'm going to leave you with... I'm actually going to leave you with the remix tonight.
Excellent.
That's what I'm going to do, E-Rock.
Why wouldn't you? It's a great song. It started out as just a, you know, piece of pizza the night before, and then all of a sudden the next morning I had this inspiration while I can't think of the word, but getting things out of me, and there was just this thought that, you know what, I should write a song about this moment, and this is what came to me, and I got you in on this doing the remix version.
Well, that show we had when I heard a remix in my head, and I just had to put it together because something changed. Like, your version was Sitting by the fire, strumming it out. Now, for some reason, I just heard a hip-hop version. So we're going to get to that. This is the end of Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth for the Radio Play Extravaganza night. Make sure you stay tuned to CITR. Starting at 6, we start off with BBC World Service. That is the news. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Suburban Jungle by Mark. So that's it. See ya next Tuesday. But for now, at 11, see you next Tuesday at 11 on Cab Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. But for now, here it is, E-Rock song Diarrhea, but the remix version that popped into my head one night. Here it is. See you next week.
To start the night off right. But as the night went on, I hit the bird, but tequila screaming at me.
Hey, come on, come on.
I got so drunk, so went to get some food. Late night pizzeria, poutine, I knew I would. And then I got home and opened up the fridge, singing, what else can I fit on the side of this beer? Leftovers from the night before, some red curry dish in that pie I adore. What's this? Oh shit, I'm getting ready. I just a chocolate milk and some 5 cent candy. Then I finally made it to my bed, but not before peanut butter jam and some bread. Then I woke up and to my surprise, I sat on the toilet and let out some more cries.
I know, man.
I took a trip once to Mexico City. Sounds good so far, but when it gets shitty. We went for some dinner as a family one night. Then we walked down the beach, something wasn't feeling right. So I ran as fast as I can. Coming out of my bum was a gingerbread man. But when I reached the bathroom door, I was a little too late. Why do they bereave my beans on every single plate?
Gotta go, man. This shit is killing me.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chime miracle, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Whoa, yeah. The woman, she living on a poor man pay. I bought my babe a mink coat with fur just to match her hair. When I act out for dinner, say, oh, that does a common wow. I wake work hard on two jobs, and I make overtime.